Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. A few more severe weather updates. The National Weather Service now reporting a tornado on the ground near Juneau, Wisconsin. Please be aware up there. We're also getting tornado warnings for Wood County as well as Marathon County. That is Wood County and Marathon County, with a touchdown being reported by the National Weather Service near Juneau, Wisconsin. Please stay safe, everybody. We're going to continue to break in with emergency weather warnings on your Civic Media Radio Network local affiliate. I will try to keep you updated as well here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Well, it has been an incredibly busy few days of news, as it now is here in our new abnormal, I'm going to call it. And I will pick up our discussion of the Supreme Court's arguments tomorrow with a special guest host for my first hour, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, host of Amicus, a legal brief from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings, Jim Santel, my friend and yours. We're going to dig back in. I've gotten a number of questions over the chat about those Supreme Court arguments. We will revisit with Jim Santel, likely for the goodly portion of that first hour. We're also going to touch on tomorrow this little phenomenon you may have heard about, that people are sending pizzas to federal court judges, to their residences. No, they're not trying to feed judges. They're trying to scare the bejiggers out of them by telling the judges, not so subtly, that I know where you live. This is quite appalling. We'll dig into that as well with former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel, tomorrow. But as I discussed at length yesterday on our program, the big action out of Washington, D.C. this week, in addition to the Supreme Court's arguments, has been the House Budget Reconciliation Bill moving through Ways and Means. Again, what does it boil down to? Well, middle class and working poor people will be sicker, live shorter lives, have less money, pay more for stuff, and generally live in an extended state of fear and anxiety for the foreseeable future, all to do what? Give 100 billionaires and mega corporations tax cuts. Yes, that's right, my friends. And surprisingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Johnson has stumbled his way to clear-throated opposition, not, ladies and gentlemen, because Ron Johnson wants to support hungry families by expanding SNAP, not because he wants to expand Medicaid coverage to ensure that every child has health coverage and goes to school both fed and healthy for learning. No, not for any of those reasons. Because Ron Johnson fancies himself quite the budget hawk. Let's take a listen to Ron Johnson on Fox Business today, Cut 31.
Can you see yourself voting for this big, beautiful bill at all?
Not in the current structure, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I refuse to vote for something that's going to actually increase the deficits, exacerbate the problem from the current situation. Again, we shouldn't be talking about this right now. We should have been doing all the work, like you say, multi-step process. We'd already have the border funding, we'd have defense, we'd have $850 billion of real savings banked already. Plus, we could have extended current tax law, taken tax rate increase off the table. We could have had all that done, but unfortunately, decisions were made to do one big, beautiful bill. It's not beautiful. I'm sorry. It's not a big, beautiful bill. That's called rhetoric.
There's one thing.
It's mislabeling.
Okay, just like Jacob, can we play just the front end of that cut one more time? Let's take a look, and I'm going to cut you off right at the money line. Jacob, let's take it one more time.
Can you see yourself voting for this big, beautiful bill at all?
Not in the current structure, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I refuse to vote for something that's going to actually increase the deficits.
Okay, did Ron Johnson just say that he is going to refuse to vote for something if it increases the deficits? Because, ladies and gentlemen, let's all remind ourselves, shall we, together? Did Ron Johnson vote for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 that blew up the deficit by trillions of dollars? Wait, wait, wait. From the back of the class, I think I can hear you there. Yes, 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 in fact, he did. Voted with every single Republican in the Senate in 2017 to pass the first version of this garbage, which also gave tax cuts to 100 billionaires and mega corporations and exploded the deficit. But now it's a bridge too far. Do you think Ron Johnson might be finding his way to this deficit hawkishness because he might be worried about his reelection? I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to suggest to you that the Ron Johnsons of the world don't really care about you. They're using this traditional deficit hawkishness to simply protect their reelection prospects. In nearly every single other circumstance, when it comes to, for example, tax credits or tax write-offs that actually help middle-class Americans, you know, like the child tax credit, like the state and local tax credit, he opposes all those things. But if you want Ron Johnson to go on at length, and I mean at length, about all of the tax dodges, loopholes, refunds, and credits that big businesses and 100 millionaires like Ron Johnson gets, he's all for those. Don't believe the Rojo hype. He ain't out for you. He's out for his own bottom line. That's going to do it for me today. Stay tuned on Civic Media. Pete Chihuahua with Nightlights up next. We'll keep you coming and covered with our breaking weather updates. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.